What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mongols Podcast. I'm Mike. With me is Kev and Josh. Really short show today. Let's go!
Can you believe that, guys?
No, I mean, that is the craziest sequence of events we've seen in quite a period of time.
In the top right corner, gentlemen. Out to the middle. Back to Kerr.
Hi guys.
What up?
Hey. How's it going?
this slow already? Is this how it
is?
Welcome to the off season.
Yes, well, exactly. Welcome to the off season. Just to put it out there, I know that we put out on Twitter that we had intended to have Tuffy on this episode, Hounds owner Tuffy Schellenberger on this episode. I talked to Tuffy today. Something came up. He fully intends to come on the show, be it next week or the week after that, and we're going to talk. We got a whole list of questions. He's all sorts of pumped to come on the show. It couldn't happen tonight. So we still wanted to do the show because specifically we're going to talk some EPL here just briefly. But yeah, I guess outside of that, anything else going on? Kevin, what's going on in where do you live now? Tennessee? Is that where it is?
Tennessee world.
You've lived there for like the past, what, 6 years? 7 years?
Two and a half. You know, well, we're not counting, Mike.
Close enough.
I could never
We hoped you would have known what state we live in at this point. But yeah, things are good. Planning Christmas gifts already. So Mike and Josh, you need to tell me what Hounds gear you want. And then I'll
Hey, I was this close. I noticed the Hounds had like a 20% off deal. I was so close to getting you your Kevin Kerr jersey. Like, I almost just pulled the trigger.
I mean, I was fully expecting that, Mike.
I know.
He's actually kind of looking forward to it now.
Yeah. I wanted you to get him to sign it and, like, you know, personal message and all that kind of stuff.
Personal, I know you have, dear you have Kevin, thanks for the support.
Kevin. Thanks for nothing.
yeah, it feels like the whole Christmas thing just keeps coming sooner and sooner. But you know, we're only a few weeks off from Thanksgiving, and I know that's going to be here and gone before we know it. So I agree. Josh, did you get out and see Thor? Did it happen?
Oh yeah, definitely. Saw Thor opening night. I had a great weekend, actually. We had a whole bunch of friends over to watch Hocus Pocus and brunch. So that was fun. And then we saw Nick Offerman on Sunday. Nice. The show was great.
Funny story, Bette Midler, who was in Hocus Pocus, our other brother, who has never been on this show, was the assistant choreographer for Hello Dolly with Bette. So he hung out with Bette a ton and talked to her about Hocus Pocus, because that's like one of his all-time favorite movies. Bette apparently loved making that movie, wants to come back. Apparently they're remaking it. Wants to come back along with all the other actresses, and whoever's putting out the remake was like, yeah, no, we're good. We don't want you back. So she's all sorts of ticked off about it. But yeah.
There's been rumors that they're going to make a sequel or a remake for a long time. It just hasn't happened. I don't know if it ever will happen. I feel like it doesn't need to, because we have the original, and that was good enough.
Yeah. I had never seen the original until just this year. Like, a lot of people were like, what? And yeah, no, I sat down and watched it with the kids and enjoyed it. It was good. Too many remakes these days. But Thor, real quick, worth seeing in theaters?
Oh yeah, definitely. Thor was fantastic. The director is hilarious. He made a movie called What We Do in the Shadows, which was a documentary, like a mockumentary about vampires, and it was hilarious. So like his comedy style, New Zealander, he's just a fun guy.
Yeah, and so I'm sure that we'll hear more about it on the next Filmverse podcast.
Yeah, it's coming out on Tuesday, and it's just a long 1 hour review of Thor. So if you haven't seen Thor, don't listen to it.
Sweet. Sweet, sweet. All right, good.
Not the greatest ad. Yeah. don't listen to our podcast if you haven't.
All right, let's do this. Let's talk about EPL a little bit. Not necessarily EPL in terms of the teams that play in the EPL, but more the Piper's Pub EPL Supporters Tournament 2017. So I played in this tournament last year with Spurs, and just had an absolute blast. Everybody there was fantastic, whether, you know, it was guys on the Spurs team or guys on the Liverpool team or, you know, guys playing for City. Everybody just sort of got together, hung out, had a good time. The competition was good. Notts County / Tartan Devils ended up winning the whole thing. As John would say, the old guys, they brought it home. They're looking to defend this year, although apparently they moved venues. So rather than being at the indoor place where it was last year, it will actually be at Highmark Stadium, and the bar will be open during the entire tournament. So John said that will be the reason why Notts County will not be repeating as champions, just taking advantage of that. The tournament is going to be this Sunday at 12. This Sunday at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. kickoff. So if you're playing, make sure you get there around 1:30. Look for John Battersby. He mentioned that he's going to be walking around looking officious, which, you know, if you know John, you'll be able to spot him. He's a funny guy. Anyway, we were asked to do the league draw live on this show, so we're going to do it right now. Right now, there are six teams that are signed with the play. There's two Spurs teams, A and B. There's a Liverpool squad, a Man City squad, a Newcastle squad, and a Notts County / TDFC squad. There's potentially three more teams. They just haven't finalized everything yet. There could be a Man United team, an Arsenal team, and another. They're just not confirmed. So we're going to do the draw with the six that we have, and then more teams can be added as the week progresses. I'm sure John's not going to be thrilled about that, but, you know, regardless, if people want to play, they want everybody to play. There's no registration fee as well this year, thanks to Piper's Pub sponsoring it and Highmark Stadium, so that'll be cool. It's going to be a round-robin tourney with the top team getting a bye in the first round of the playoffs. So everybody makes the playoffs. Top team in that first league group we'll get a bye in that first round and then go from there. A bye didn't do us well last year. We ended up taking first, and then we lost to the Notts County guys. So it's not always the best thing. It's going to be 7-a-side play, lots of room to make some magic. And as I said, it's going to be at Highmark Stadium. So even if you're not playing, if you want to go down and watch, you know, fans of EPL put on the Premier League jerseys and get out there and kick it around on Highmark's field, it's going to be a good time. So let's do this. we got the names here. I'm going to go ahead and draw them. The one stipulation is there's going to be two different leagues. So like I said, round robin within each league. The two Spurs teams have to be in different leagues. So we're just going to say right off the bat, League A is going to have Spurs A. So I'm going to reach into my hat here, and I'm going to pull out a team. Thank you for the drum roll. And the first team out is going to be Liverpool. So we got Liverpool with Spurs A in League A. I'll pick the other team now. No drum roll. they are not going to ask us to do this next year. All right, I'll pull it up. And we got Newcastle. So we got Liverpool, Newcastle, and Spurs A. That's going to be League A, which means by default, League B is going to be Man City, Notts County / TDFC, the defending champs, and Spurs B. So when you get there on Sunday, scope it out. Look for League A, League B. League A is Liverpool, Newcastle, Spurs A. League B is City, Notts County, Spurs B. So, except action happening is going to be lots of fun. Even if you aren't playing, head down, watch. It's an amazing event. Lots and lots of great people. And, you know, we keep mentioning him, John Battersby. Shout out to him for organizing it again this year. Fantastic dude. We've said before, he's kind of like the godfather of soccer here in Pittsburgh. For those in the know, he's the guy to know. So make sure if you see him, you say hi. He loves him some footy. Great guy. So go check it out. Best of luck, everybody. Come on, Spurs. We don't want to have to talk about Liverpool winning because that'll just like we'll just cancel the show.
No one wants to talk about that.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
I need a backup on this show. I need someone else.
Hold on. Wait a second. Last week, Coach Brandt mentioned specifically that, you know, he's a fan of Klopp in Liverpool, and you had your moment.
Yeah, but he's not on every show.
That's right. He's not on every show. Oh man. So yeah, like I said, that's pretty much what we have for this episode. The goal is there's a couple different things that are going on that we're going to talk about here in the upcoming weeks. We will have Tuffy on to talk about some things, which will be a fun show. I know we want to talk about the Academy a little bit. We talked about doing some maybe behind the scenes stuff. You know, a lot of us work with some of the guys that are in the front office. It'd be kind of fun to maybe talk to some of those guys and get some insight as to what it's like to actually work for the Hounds. I think a lot of us as fans would be like, that would be the dream job to be able to work with a pro team. So maybe we'll do a show where it's all about, you know, insight into what it's like actually working with the team. Otherwise, you know, there's a lot of big topic type discussions that we could have. We haven't even touched on the fact that USA will not be in the World Cup. We could do a whole show about that. We could do a whole show about, you know, what that means. We could talk about, you know, the whole NASL situation, how they, you know, filed to try to get Division II status, and U.S. Soccer said nope. So what that means for the landscape of soccer here going forward. There was someone on Twitter, I apologize, I forget their name, found some legal documents that USL was changing their name from USL D2 and D3 to, oh, now I'm going to forget. It was like you, I don't know. I'll have to pull it up. But that's another thing.
Did you retweet it?
I did retweet it, yes.
I'll search while you talk.
Oh, thanks. So now I'm just going to have to stop.
Just vamp for a little bit here.
Does that work? Have you found it yet?
He didn't say beatbox. He said...
I don't know what vamp means. Come on. We're not professional here.
I said vamp.
Well, how do you vamp on your other show, Josh? How does that work?
You just BS for a while. That's easy. It's what I do every day. Come on now.
Okay, so I found the tweet. Okay. I'm gonna discover this as I read it. Okay. All the tweet says, this is interesting. Guess USL D3 wasn't catchy enough. And then the image holds a title, two images, one image with the title of USL League One. Is this what you're saying? And then yes. USL League 2.
Yes. So what they were was they were legal documents trying to trademark the name USL League 1 and USL League 2. So we may end up having, instead of USL and USL D3, you may end up having USL League 1 and USL League 2.
And that tweet was from @tweetsfromseth.
So thank you, Kevin, for saving me there, for being completely unprepared. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this one. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on. We've got a lot of different people that are out there that are sort of sending us news and tidbits, but nothing really that we can discuss at this point. So stick with us. We will be back. We have another Pittsburgh Scholastic Soccer Show in the works. I think we're going to try to release that on Wednesday. John Krasinski has been absolutely crushing it with the high school and college coverage. He was there at Highmark for all of the high school conference games. Apparently there was one where there was a player who had two bicycle kick goals in the closing minutes to win it for his team. So I'm sure we're going to talk about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's on Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, I think that's it. You can follow us on Twitter @Mongols, email us @Mongols@BGN.FM, head over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave us a review. This is probably the shortest show we've ever done. Let us know what you thought about it. Otherwise, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Cheers.
Later.
Before you go, please help us to keep doing what we're doing by becoming a supporter of the show. Head over to mongols.com and click on the Become a Supporter button. For as little as $1 per month, just $1, you can help keep the show commercial free while also getting a say in who we interview, the questions we ask, what we talk about, and you can get some sweet gear as well. Thanks again to all of our listeners for your continued support. That's mongols.com. Click on Become a Supporter. Mongols.com. Become a Supporter. Thanks.